DMs open, always, at Ben and Kelly Show. You can shoot us a message. We'll turn around, try to get you some help. Maybe, you know, get the listeners involved to see what we can do for you.
Yeah, so Ben, you said you can see both sides of the story, right?
I can, yeah.
Okay, so Amanda said, I'm upset with my mother-in-law. Because of the circumstances of our jobs, we haven't had to ask for help in watching our daughter much at all.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, though, we needed to have help and asked my husband's mom to help watch our three-year-old while we ran errands.
Mm-hmm.
She joked with us that this first one is free. We laughed it off as nothing.
Right.
Well, we found out we need help watching her for a few hours this weekend, and now she's asking for money to babysit.
Nah, she wasn't joking.
She doesn't need the money. But apparently, she wants $50 to watch her granddaughter.
Mm.
Is it me? But I don't think family should have to pay to babysit. Family shouldn't pay family to babysit.
Mm-hmm.
A grandmother should want to spend time with her granddaughter. Am I wrong?
Mm.
Watching your own flesh and blood isn't a job. I'd love to know your thoughts.
So I'm on both sides of the fence with this because I do think that, like, I know that my niece and nephew, my wife watched them for a long time. And that was a standard, like, everyday thing. She would watch them. And my brother and sister-in-law, they would pay my wife to do it. It was a routine thing. It was every single day. And it was kind of like daycare. You know?
Okay.
So
that I can kind of understand. But a one-off situation for a couple of hours and it's your granddaughter?
Mm.
Like, no. Paulette says, you know, it's your grandkids. You should not expect payment. Yeah. I completely agree. And $50 for a three-year-old? Seriously?
Kelly, not you.
Uh-huh.
Text in and says, I believe family should be compensated for childcare.
Really?
I had to watch all my nieces and nephews for free, but when I had my children, my sisters couldn't be bothered to ever watch my boys, let alone do it for free. So even if it's a small amount instead of a normal rate, it's just a way to show appreciation to your family member.
Now, see, we have always, if there were younger, like cousins or something like that, and they were gonna be a babysitter, then we paid them like a regular sitter for sure. But we're talking grandparents. I don't know. Is it different when it based on what family member it is? Because I feel like yes.
Mm.
Like we'd pay a cousin like a regular, you know, especially if he's a younger person.
Yeah.
But grandparents, no. And like my parents, his parents, they've never asked for payment for anything.
I think if it's a regular thing, like if you're saying, hey, I want to... I want to be the one to offer to pay.
Yes.
But then I also want you to say, no, it's free.
Yes.
I want that dynamic. I want to be able to say, hey, I want to pay you to do this, or I want to pay you this. And then I want for my family member to say, no.
No, we're family. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I want the dynamic to go. All right.
Now, in your situation, if it was going to be like an everyday thing, like, mm-hmm. like a daycare situation, a regular occurrence, and yeah, I would see compensating that. But, you know, for a couple of hours every once in a while to go run errands, no, sir.
Okay. What's your name again?
Hey, my name's Shallon.
All right, so what is your take on this?
So, I've got an 11-month-old son.
Mm-hmm.
Daycare, as we know, is ungodly expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So, got pretty much the same dynamic, offered to have, you know, to pay my mom mm-hmm. weekly. Literally have to, like, sneak money into her purse because she won't take it. But we usually give her between 150 a week, just because she's taking time out of her day, you know, it's.
So if it was.
I understand like where they're coming from,
mm-hmm.
where they don't want to give money, but like at the same time, like I'm going to offer it. If you don't take it, like it's still, you're helping me out 1,000 times,
mm-hmm.
like $100 is nothing.
So. Are you almost saying that Amanda should just go ahead and say, okay, here's $50 for watching our kid?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, cool. Okay.
Even though it's a grandma? It's grandma.
Even though it's a grandma.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, yeah.
See, my parents would never in a million years.
Well, we're not talking about your parents.
Kelly. Okay. Well, it is. Amanda, we're in the Amanda situation. It's her mother-in-law.
I know.
It's her husband's parents. It's her husband's mom.
I mean, I look, I know my in-laws would never. I know your parents would never. I know, like, I know that, but I guess that Amanda's do.
So what if their 3-year-old grows up and is big enough to, like, you know, play in sports, and then you ask grandma to come watch the sports? Do you pay grandma to come watch the sports?
Well, you don't pay her to come watch, but I think if you were like, hey, I want you to take little Jenny to soccer.
You pay her to do that?
Then that might be, or she might ask.
Oh my gosh. I guess I really am thankful for our family, because that's never been a discussion.
So I guess this is my thing. If it's a regular thing, if it's a, you're asking a family member to watch your kid to take the place of, like, a daycare or like an after school babysitting program or after school like program or whatever.
Yes.
While you work or while you do something, then I think you should offer payment. And I think that is an instance where family should be compensated.
I can see that.
If you're just wanting to say, hey, we need to go Christmas present shopping, and can you watch our kid? I don't think that's necessarily a payment situation.
No, and that's the scenario we're talking about. It's a couple of hours while they ran errands, and mother-in-law wanted $50. Erica said, no, it's one thing when it's in place of daycare, but random visits to a grandparent, honestly, is a privilege. I would be petty and pay an actual sitter and let the mother-in-law start missing the kid until she requests to see the child for free.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's a really good point.
So maybe... I don't know. I would almost pay the $50 today, Amanda. I would do it this time, and then I would tell your husband, we're not using your mom again.
Exactly.
Or or if she wants to like, if we need, then you have a conversation with her and say, look, mom, we're not going to pay you to see the kid.
Your grandchild.
But I need you to, like, help us for this one time. But I would say pay her for this time, but then, you know, maybe you need to look to a different family member or someone else.
I just think it's weird. It's like, at what point, what visits with the grandparents are going to be like, okay, this is an unpaid visit, or we got to pay you to visit? I mean, that gets weird, doesn't it? I feel like it gets weird.
Yeah. All right. I if you're taking the place of an actual babysitter.
Right. But that's not the case here. This is a couple of hours to run some errands, and grandma wants $50 to watch a 3-year-old.
So, yeah, that's what I would say, Amanda.
Now, if you know, grandma's going to take them to the zoo or something like that, then
maybe
you can offer
to
pay for that, the admission
the
for
zoo.
That, or food or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like that would make sense. But just, like, straight fee for babysitter duty, $50 for your grandchild, seems a little odd.
All right. Well, Amanda, good luck. That's our thought on that whole thing. If you want to continue coming, we'll post this up a little bit later on our Facebook page, at Ben and Kelly Show.
One more from Amy, because she had to pull off to the side of the road, she said.
Uh-oh.
She goes, I was driving. I had to pick my jaw up off the ground. I can't believe these people who are saying to pay grandma to watch a grandchild. Does she not want to spend time with her? If it was something daily, regular daycare, yes, but absolutely not otherwise. Grandma should be ashamed of herself for asking. All right. Especially because, again, grandma didn't need the money, apparently.
Listen, her smokes aren't cheap.
Listen, Amy had to pull over to the side of the road.
All right. Well, hey, good luck with that, Amy. Appreciate it. Not Amy. Amanda.
Amanda.
Too many listeners with the name begins with A. All right. Keep us posted. Thanks, Amanda. We were just talking about Amanda's situation and the fact that her mother-in-law is charging her $50 to watch their 3-year-old daughter while they run errands this weekend. She kind of thinks it's a little bit ridiculous that family would watch or charge family to watch kids, right?
It's a grandparent, and it's a couple of hours running errands.
Yeah. Kind of struck a chord with some people. Amber?
Well, I'm fired up because I helped my mother run an in-home daycare, and we have had this daycare for over 10 years. I just dropped the kid off, actually, at school. And I have watched practically every one of my brother's kids for free. I mean, you just do it. That's, you know, your family. That's just what you do.
Yes.
And, you know, it's one thing to charge somebody if it's an everyday occurrence. But for every once in a while, couple hours every other weekend, especially coming from grandma, I just don't agree with it.
Yes, and another Amanda said, my parents would physically fight me before they took money from me.
Right. Well, that was another issue. It's like $50, that's kind of steep.
Now, Amber, this is one thing we didn't consider. What if Amanda's 3-year-old is a hellion?
trust me. I have a nephew that is.
I'm saying that may be why grandma's saying, hey, $50, I'll watch your kid.
Still not acceptable. I don't care how bad they are.
All right, Amber, hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right,
see ya.
it's just there's so many people that, again, are just floored that grandma wants money to hang out with the grandkid for a couple of hours.
Like I said, just kind of one of those things that, every family's different, right?
Well, yeah, but it's like, I don't know. At that point, I would probably be like, okay, so we're having a birthday party for the kid. Do you want payment to come on over? Or
you would start passively aggressively.
Yes. I would feel like, yes. It's just, I would actually, when somebody suggested, just don't, ask anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Start paying another sitter or whatever. And then make grandma miss the grandkid and wonder, I haven't seen the little youngster in quite a while.
Yeah. 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 I think so too. Yeah. All right. You can always chime in Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show or listen to the original, message that we got, WDJX.com. Click listen.